What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about how being in a toxic relationship with narcissists and toxic people can actually affect your physical health as well. It's not just a mental health thing, y'all. It can lead to physical ailments and things of that nature. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Beautiful folks. Yes, yes, yes. Did you know that though? So I had a Zoom call. I don't know. I do one-on-ones over Zoom, and I'm actually about to start doing some group coaching calls as well. Maybe I think every Sunday, maybe. So if you're interested in that, just join my newsletter. I'll be sending that out to my, my newsletter folks and whatnot. Link is in the description of every podcast and video I do. But I had a Zoom call with a woman the other day. And she was just like, yeah, when I was in the toxic relationship, I used to get highs, really bad, like, you know, breakouts and things like that of acne and whatnot. My hair was falling out. I was gay. My weight was fluctuating and things like that. Well, since I've been out of it, I no longer have to take medication for my breakouts. The breakouts have actually stopped. You know, my eating habits have normalized and whatnot. She's like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, I do.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You removed a stressor. The biggest stressor in your life can be your narcissistic partner or parent or whoever it is you're dealing with. It's not always a significant other, y'all. Your narcissistic friend is always getting you in drama and having you feel a certain type of way. You know, the narcissism, it whips up, you know, and it can cause you physical, it can affect your physical health. It absolutely can. And this is what I tell people. Like, being in a toxic relationship doesn't just, you know, being in a toxic relationship doesn't just mess with your mental. It can, yeah. And that, you know, I'm not just saying there's anything wrong. Like, I'm not trying to lessen the effects of your mental health when you're in these relationships. But it actually bleeds into your physical health as well. You know, you might be losing and gaining weight because your eating habits are changing or whatever. You might eat your feelings. Some people eat their feelings. You might gain weight. Like I gained 40 pounds. I gained 50 pounds in a couple months. You know, then they blame you for gaining that weight. So now you go on a strict diet and lose the weight. Now they talk about how you look again. Like, you will never be enough for the wrong person. Let's just say that, y'all. You will never be enough for the wrong person. You'll never be heavy enough, light enough, fit enough, fine enough. Dreads long enough, you know, tall enough, short enough, you never be enough for the wrong person, right? But they affect you. They don't like you go to the gym. They make you feel physically insecure about going to the gym. So you don't go to the gym. So you gain weight. Your physical health falls off. You might have used to be a personal trainer, but now you don't look like it. You know what I mean? Now you no longer look like a personal trainer anymore. You don't feel good. I know personal trainers' bodies vary, y'all. I know everybody, the personal trainer is not, you know, Tony Horton. Everybody doesn't like Tony Horton from P90X. Shout out Tony Horton. But that's how it goes right there. Narcissistic toxic relationships, narcissistic toxic people keep you in a constant state of fight or flight. Your cortisol levels, the stress hormone, are super high when you're in these toxic relationships. And when your cortisol levels are high, it just affects the way you look. Your look, y'all. You are giving your looks to this person that is abusing you and not appreciating them. You know, you are giving your looks, your youth, the prime of your life. And everybody has different primes. There can be multiple primes. You're giving them, let's just put it this way. You're giving them one prime of your life, not all the primes. because there could be multiple primes. You could be like, we priming out, right? We're priming out. We're priming up and whatnot to survive and to thrive in these toxic relationship dynamics. But that's how it goes, y'all. You know, you're giving this to this person that doesn't deserve it. They're constantly keeping you in fight or flight. You don't know how to make, like, you're always stressed out about how to make this person happy. You're always like, do you like my gift? No, I hate the gift. You thoughtless, beep. They start cussing you out. They're unappreciative. They don't appreciate what you do for them. They don't appreciate that you're there for them or you're trying. They don't even appreciate the effort. You should have just not tried at all. What? I went all over this. I should have tried. What? You know, especially, I know with today being the 15th of February, you know, I know. No, is it? Yeah, today's 15th. But today being the 15th of February, like, I know that a lot of people experienced this yesterday. You experienced this yesterday on Valentine's Day. The stress of your cortisol levels high. You're not doing enough. You're not getting anything. You don't know what to expect. You're walking on eggshells. In toxic relationships, you don't just walk on eggshells. You sleep on them. You live on them. You carry them around in your pocket. You put them under your bra, or under your tank top. They're always touching you. You always have an eggshell that's ready to crack no matter where you move. So your stress levels are super high, so it affects your physical health. Yeah. And I know, y'all. I've been in toxic relationships before. Of course, Lee, you're the toxic person. Yeah, every relationship being Lee is a toxic relationship. Yeah, that's part of it. But, like, I've been in toxic relationships where I wasn't the main toxic antagonist. You know what I mean? I've been in toxic relationships, and I gained a lot of weight. If y'all see these old pictures of me online or whatever, y'all be like, damn, Lee, what the hell happened to you? I was stressed out. Yeah, so right now, y'all see how I look right now. So right now, I'm 248. I'm 248 pounds right now, right? I know people gonna ask, well, like, you don't look like you're big. I'm 6'3", so 248 pounds is proportioned and whatnot. But I was almost 300 pounds. My face is just ballooned up, dreads are short. I didn't look like I look right now, you know, because I was stressed out. This person was driving me crazy, and I was driving her crazy too, but, like, she was driving me crazier. I wasn't the victim, though. You know, we both toxic as hell. But that's part of it, y'all. That's the life I was living with this person. You know, and it was making me lose my damn mind. So I was always stressed out. It affected my physical health. And I was like a super athlete in high school. You know what I mean? Put it this way. In high school, I was the same height now, 6'3". I was 185 pounds, you know? So in this relationship, I was almost 300 pounds. I gained almost 100 pounds. You know, being stressed out, eating ice cream and Doritos. Ice cream and Doritos and Hawaiian Punch. You know, McDonald's. I was ballooned up. And then I lost a bunch of weight after the relationship. So I got super skinny. I got down to 190. I was super skinny then. But then right now, I'm 248 right now. But that's the way it goes. It stresses you out. It does. These relationships have an effect on your physical health. That woman escaped her relationship. And now she's just doing fine with her body. Like, she's like, damn, my body is regulated better. I just, like, my whole body, it feels better. But she's still trauma bonded. So her mind is like, she's still kind of bonded to the relationship going back. I'm like, are you willing? I was like, you know, I had to ask her. I ask y'all, when I'm doing one-on-ones with people, if y'all ever done a one-on-one with me, I'll be asking y'all these questions. I asked her, I'm like, is this relationship worth your physical health? You know, is this person that just made you, has always made you feel like you're not enough, are they worth your physical, giving up your physical health and resilience that you're feeling right now? Like, you just told me a few minutes ago that you feel great right now. So you're willing to give up that great feeling for this person that's not going to appreciate it, that's going to drive you to make you not feel like enough? You see what I'm saying? They made it. She's like, oh, damn. They gave me something. They gave me something to think about. You see what I'm saying? Gave me something to think about. Because, yeah, I don't tell people what to do, y'all. You're going to make the decision on your own. Only thing I can do is provide you the information necessary for you to make a conscientious decision. That's what I do, you know? That's what I've been doing for, what, this is a year, 3 whole years now. Wow. 4 years on TikTok and, you know, talking about this, like, being a mental health advocate. But that's how the mind goes. That's part of this dynamic, y'all, that so many people face and so many people are stressing and struggling with. So, but you have to empower yourself to keep it moving because you're stronger than what you think you are. So many people are giving up their lives and their physical health and their one of the primes or multiple primes of their life to toxic people that don't deserve it. And they don't care how they leave you, y'all. They don't care if they leave you broken overweight, underweight, frail, you know what I mean? Just mentally unstable. They don't care how they leave you. Because in the mind of a lot of narcissists, they feel like, well, you decided, nobody handcuffed you to the bed and made you stay in this relationship. You decided to stay. So they will blame you for your own physical health. You know, and like I say, if you get to the point where you need their help or you need some empathy from them on your on some type of healing journey, like medical journey, like you need medical help right now, you don't expect empathy from somebody who doesn't appreciate you. You know, if they don't appreciate you or what you've done for them, you should not expect empathy from them. It would be a shocker if they were kind of super empathetic towards you right now when you need, like I said, when you need them the most right now. So you have to empower yourself because it's part of the journey, y'all. Yeah, that's part of the journey. It's part of the healing. It's part of the growth. And I'm rooting, like, yeah, I root for every single one of y'all. You know, I've been rooting for you. But that physical part of y'all, physical health is so important. Like, you give up your, think about this right here. If y'all have kids, you have people that you don't have to even have kids. You have people that you want to be around to see grow up, or, you know, you want to be here longer. You want to live a more authentic life. You don't want to cut your lifespan short. Because imagine getting so sick and unhealthy from being in a toxic relationship that you lose 20 years out of your life. Let's say you believe in the afterlife, right? You go to heaven. He's like, God, how old am I supposed to be living for? I had you down for 78, 80 years old. Oh, then I died at 50? Yeah, you had a heart attack from the stress of your relationships. You lost 30 years of your life. You know, you might have extended your life 30 years if you got away from this toxicity. You see what I'm saying? Don't give your life to these people. I know there's a crazy example right there, but like, you know what I mean? I don't know if you can talk to God like that. Is there a waiting line to talk to God when you get to heaven? But you don't want to give up your youth or your any more primes of your life to a toxic relationship dynamic. Or if you can, I know everybody can't leave, y'all. So I know everybody can't leave these relationships, but start taking care of your physical health better in these relationships. Well, Lee, they make me bad. Feel bad about going to the gym, working at home. They make me feel insecure about working at home. Y'all, you gotta find something to do. You know, they're not, y'all, I don't know if y'all around each other 24/7. You can walk around the block, push a stroller, do something. I had to walk to the store, take the stairs instead of the elevator. Do something for your physical health. Manage that diet better. You know what I mean? Take some medication. Just don't let this person stress you out as much. When you can anticipate their maneuvers and what they're going to do, it allows that stress level to go down. You know what they're going to do. You know how they're going to react. You've been around them long enough that you know how they're going to react, what they're going to do. So you can anticipate it. So you're not stressed out how they're going to react. You know how they're going to react. You're like, ugh. I'm not telling you that it's going to be zero stress, but it's less stress when you know what they're going to do or what they're going to say, you know, in that space right there. Unless it gets physically violent. Now, then you know what they're going to do. They might try to send you to meet your maker sooner anyway. But y'all be safe. Take care of your physical health because you deserve it. Your kids deserve it. Everybody, right? You know, keep fighting. Keep fighting for you. I'll say that. Anyway, y'all. Be strong, be safe, make sure you subscribe to the channel, and make sure you subscribe to the newsletter as well, y'all. Mental Healness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.